This is Geek Survival Guide Special Report Number 2 for Wednesday, September 13th, 2006, Surviving Bad Movies. This is GSG. Up to this point, we've been dealing with largely hypothetical threats, but today I was awakened to a threat that is all too real. And we've all been there. Being genre fans, we occasionally find ourselves sitting in front of what is, in the final analysis, a regrettable waste of time. Why, only today I found myself watching something that had the plot of a wet paper bag, with no attempts at characterization, plot, rationality, or even internal logic. It was simply a hodgepodge of assumably related events happening one after the other. It could be described as exposition, unexplained illogical event, jump to action set piece with no intervening attempt at explanation, jump to new action set piece with no intervening explanation, horrible attempt to move story forward, action, 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 incredibly stupid attempt to move story forward, action, action, idiotic character forgetting something told him 10 seconds before on the same phone call, action, action, etc., repeated literally ad nauseam. With characters so blatantly idiotic, no amount of forgiving love of genre could possibly compensate. The Geek Survival Guide to Bad Movie Defense comes in a series of stages. First, just try to go with it. Sure, Alec Baldwin's The Shadow was difficult for me to get through, until I realized that I was watching a 1930s radio drama. Once I accepted the fact that this was nothing more than a condensed pulp serial, I found myself able to sit through the remaining 103 minutes without feeling compelled to chew my own limbs off in an effort to escape. Next, battle the bad movie with humor. No one can really sit through a straight watching of Hercules against the Moon Men without suffering some kind of debilitating brain damage. However, make it an episode of Mystery Science Theater 3000 with plenty of deep hurting, and suddenly what was a horrifyingly bad movie becomes rich comedy. If you're in a movie theater with like-minded individuals, what was a bad movie becomes an exercise in group participation. If you're not surrounded by like-minded individuals, which is usually indicated by someone throwing popcorn at you, keep the running commentary going as an internal defense mechanism and try hard to stifle the giggles. If that doesn't work, you can try focusing on particulars. For example, if you're watching a really, really bad martial arts film, you can attempt to identify by sight the different martial arts styles used. Look for wires. Make side bets with your friends on how long it will take the hero to lose his shirt a la Captain Kirk. Attempt to identify the different weapons used in the film. Well-prepared geeks who recognize the possibility of a horrible martial arts film can resort to a handy kung fu bingo sheet, peppered loosely with horrible clichés. In fact, one column could be nothing but "You killed my blank" quotes, with a separate square for master, sister, brother, father, mother, family, obscure blood relative, or in-law. Another could be a column outlining different kills, broken neck, impalement, poison dart, boot to the head, etc. You get the idea. Have fun with it. In fact, genre bingo can be applied to almost any form of bad movie, be they sci-fi, fantasy, romance, musical comedy, etc. However, Geek Survival Guide does not recommend that you stand up and scream bingo once you've won. This can lead to being peppled by popcorn and harder, possibly more dangerous projectiles. If focusing on particulars doesn't work, try to appreciate the sheer badness of the movie for its own sake. When my wife and I saw the last of Joel Schumacher's Caped Crusader movies, which shall not be mentioned here for fear that the mere whisper of its name could cause a rift in the fabric of time and space itself, a curious thing happened. Within the first 10 minutes of the movie, I found that my legs had been paralyzed by the sheer, unholy badness of the film itself. I turned to my wife and said, and I quote, "My legs aren't working. I want to get up and leave, but my legs won't work!" We huddled together for the remainder of the film, by turns horrified, shocked, amused, horrified again. And then it was over. As life slowly returned to my lower extremities, I mused silently to myself. I had heard that the movie was a must-see, not because it was good, but so that people might know just how bad a movie could possibly be. And in that sense, it did not disappoint. Finally, if your attempts at acceptance, humor, and focus have failed, and you haven't been hit by the paralyzing Schumacher effect, you can do something else. You can stop watching. You can get out of the theater. You can turn off the TV. You can stop the DVD player. And then, you have a duty, fellow geeks, to warn others. In fact, after today's debacle, I didn't feel good until I had told at least two people how horribly, horribly, terrifyingly bad today's film was. Now they can tell two people, and those people can each tell two more. And before you know it, the world will know the sheer badness of the entertainment in question. And once you've given the bad movie some space, watch something good. Sit down with an episode of Battlestar Galactica, or the classic Star Wars films, just released in limited edition DVD. Remind yourself that there are still things in this world that are good, and true, and more to the point, worth your financial support. Hopefully this special report has been helpful. For more geek survival tips and tricks, topic suggestions, and our upcoming episode on dealing with wolfmen and wolfwomen, set your browser to Geek Survival Guide at gsguide.blogspot.com. GSG is released under a Creative Commons, no derivatives, non-commercial, attribution required 2.5 license. Tell your friends. More to the point, warn your friends. Until next time, this is GSG signing off by reminding you to keep your head down and your dice handy.